It's Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. We have got High on Fire's Matt Pike and Jeff Matz back on the show. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you, Jackie?
Doing good. Great.
Happy to have you guys back. We talked a lot about some of the music for this record last time we talked, but now we've got this new record with like the best album title of all time. And I feel like I got to put my hands in the air when I say it and go, "Cometh the Storm." And this new record marks a bit of a new beginning for the band. The record not only features the arrival of new drummer Cody Willis, but some of Jeff's recent explorations into Turkish folk music have played a role in this new record. At 25 years in, how refreshing has it been to infuse new ideas into the mix?
I mean, it was like necessary. Plus, playing with Cody took some getting, you know, it's like getting used to a new person. Even though we've known Cody, we've been through 2 earthquakes with him for a very long time. I've been on tour with him. Jeff's been on tour with him. So we knew, like, what personality-wise, like, what we were going to get. But then I hadn't played very much with him. I think I did a couple Big Business songs, but getting to know him really took a big turn, you know, and I don't think Cody was like trying to fill Dez's shoes so much as he was putting his shoes where Dez's used to go.
It always takes a while to feel out a new member, you know, especially with Dez's drums were a very integral part of the band sound and, you know, writing and everything. But yeah, Cody's definitely stepped up in a big way and made his presence known. Yeah, it's been really awesome writing with him, and yeah, I think he's just doing a stellar job. But yeah, we're always trying to introduce new elements and, you know, just try to keep things interesting and refreshing, fun for us, you know?
Yeah, can't get bored, you know?
It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Matt Pike and Jeff Matz from High on Fire with us celebrating the release of their new record. Gonna play you the title track, "Cometh the Storm." It's Full Metal Jackie, Matt and Jeff from High on Fire with us. We're talking about the new record, "Cometh the Storm." And Jeff, we had previously spoken to you about getting into Turkish folk music. What initially led you down this path? And for those who want to dig a little deeper, who are some of the artists or songs that informed your musical journey with this style of music?
I started getting into Turkish folk around the time I joined High on Fire in 2006. My roommate at the time, Rich Doucette, was playing in a band called Secret Chiefs 3 with Trace Bruins from Mr. Bungle. And he's the one that really turned me onto this stuff. You know, I'd had a little bit of exposure to it before, but I'd never really delved into it. But he really kind of opened my ears to this kind of music. And the thing that struck me immediately was like how many similarities there were to the kind of music that we were doing in High on Fire, just melodically and just with the overall vibe of it. It just seemed like it would integrate really well. So, you know, my first experiment with trying to integrate more traditional musics into the band sound was on Death Is His Communion, the song Conrad's Wall. That was sort of a little experiment trying to do a heavy metal, Middle Eastern folk fusion track. But yeah, like around 2019, I started taking it a lot more seriously, started studying with a few different teachers in Turkey and, you know, just kind of dove in head first. So yeah, that influence is very prevalent on the new album. There's an instrumental track on there that's kind of my attempt at writing like a traditional Turkish folk dance or something like that, but done in a High on Fire sort of way. And then you can hear it in a lot of the guitar riffs that I come up with for the new material. Like a lot of that is really steeped in, you know, the Turkish folk tradition. As far as artists go, for somebody just wanting to check it out for the first time, I'd recommend listening to Aşık Veysel. He's kind of one of the granddaddies of Turkish folk. Mulis Akarsu, gosh, there are so many. There are just so many. Ali Akber Çiçek. Yeah, those are a few good ones to start out with.
Jeff and Matt from High on Fire with us. Their new record, "Cometh the Storm," is out now. Quick break. Up next, music from Megadeth. Plus, we'll talk about and play one of the other songs off the record, "Burning Down." It's Full Metal Jackie, Jeff Matz, and Matt Pike from High on Fire on the show with us this week. And that was Burning Down from their new record, Cometh the Storm. And you guys had mentioned that song as having roots in the band's earliest music. Was it a conscious decision to revisit the influence of your first album, or did it just come naturally in creating that song?
Well, me being the kind of fourth leader on that song before we put it together, I just had this riff bouncing around for, I don't know, I'd say 4 or 5 months that I just kept developing it and developing it. And I hadn't really taken it to the band yet, but you know, I was getting some of my material prepared. And I want to say that I always kind of go back to the beginning sometimes and hear what I've done, you know, at the very beginning of the band. And I think it had that kind of flow to it, because we could have played that faster, we could have played it even slower, and I think it just has that weird bouncing mid-tempo, you know, stoner shuffle beat with some timing things in it, you know. And I had that, and I just presented it, and it just went in like really easy. Like Cody played to it really easy, and I was working on it with him, and Jeff walked in and just like was like, dude, that's killer, that's what I'm talking about, and you know, encouraged it. And then that song went together pretty quickly, I'd have to say. And it was kind of, it seemed kind of confusing at first, but then when you play through it, it's like, man, it snaps. It's good. It's got the stoner shuffle, you know?
It's so, got some really interesting timing hitches in it, you know, but it's totally a classic High on Fire riff. You know, as soon as I heard that, I was like, oh yeah, this is going to be good.
Yeah. So in other words, it was pretty natural to me.
Matt Pike and Jeff Matz from High on Fire with us. Quick break still to come. Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed. Music from Iron Maiden. Matt and Jeff are going to be picking music. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Matt and Jeff from High on Fire on the show with us. The new album is titled Cometh the Storm. And that's a very foreboding title. And I've seen elsewhere of you talking about the public desensitization to current crisis. Can you elaborate a little more on the title and how it plays in thematically with what you're doing on this record?
Well, I just came from a stance of, and most of the time the lyrics fall on me because I'm the one singing them most of the time, you know? I mean, Jeff will come up with ideas and I'll work with him, or if he comes up with a line, we'll fit a line and sing it together, or, you know, a number of things like that. But the desensitization of nuclear war, like basically what I'm saying is, you know, the lyrics, there's no kings here. Queens lament why the tragic thought was ever born. You know, it's like there's no fools left. There's no anybody left once you start that. Once someone pushes that button, there's no coming back from that. And for us to like talk about it like it's normalcy is crazy. So that's my stance on that. And I think everybody needs to reevaluate what we're doing to this world.
Matt Pike and Jeff Matz from High on Fire with us. Their new record, Cometh the Storm, is out now. And coming up next, we'll check out a new tune from the Melvins, music from Black Sabbath, and more with Matt and Jeff. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Matt and Jeff from High on Fire on the show with us this week. And Matt, High on Fire started with you, but Jeff has been here through a majority of the run. Can you talk about what it is in your musical partnership that has made this work so well? It seems like you're never lacking for material. What's made this such a rewarding pairing for you two, and one that people keep coming back for repeatedly?
Well, Jeff's a hard worker. I mean, from my stance, Jeff's a really hard, he puts in the time. It's not a lazy man when it comes to music. And, he got me very fast, and he played guitar as well as bass too. And we just pick up whatever instruments were around us. I mean, I think there's been times where I played bass just to see the difference, you know? And he picked up on my style really, really fast. You know, what I had done up until then. So that made it obvious that, you know, well, this is the dude. And then where do we go from here? And then I trusted him enough to like let him write and not be kind of, you know, every time you get a new person, sometimes you know, the guy who started it can be a band Nazi. I took a totally different approach to that. I was like, Jeff, I want you to write. And then as he started writing, we paired very well. You know what I mean? Because I didn't get along with other guitar players very well before that. So,
yeah, I felt like it was a really good chemistry just off the bat. You know, when we first started jamming and kind of playing around with, you know, obviously we started off just kind of, you know, playing the band's existing songs. But when Matt and I started just jamming one-on-one, kind of throwing new ideas around, we pretty much like wrote the riff for the song Death Is This Communion, like right off the bat, like, wow, that's cool. You know,
is that the first one we wrote together?
It is. Yeah.
And that song kills. So like we kind of knew we were in right about then. And Jeff, I think you stated it better than me. If I said that oddly, just to say, you know.
No, I mean, I think the fact that we also have a lot of the same musical tastes, sort of grew up listening to a lot of the same bands, you know, that.
Yeah, it wasn't all metal. It was like punk rock, you know. There's lots of Misfits and Poison Idea, and we just had a lot of that in common as well.
Classic rock stuff, like, you know, we both love Jethro Tull and, you know, a lot of the weird 60s and 70s bands. But yeah, it's like we share a lot of a very similar musical language.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, a new tune from Ozorn. Plus, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with my guests, Matt Pike and Jeff Matz from High on Fire. It's Full Metal Jackie, Matt Pike and Jeff Matz from High on Fire on the show with us this week. And Jeff, earlier this year, you spoke about getting the vinyl test pressing back and how great the new album sounded. Do you have a preferred method of listening to your music? And what are you looking or listening for specifically to give it that green light to move forward?
I mean, I love listening to music on vinyl. I just love, you know, I grew up listening to records. I love the whole experience of it, you know, just putting a record on the turntable and just like seeing it through from beginning to end, you know, hearing the entire album as the artist intended it. So that's usually my preferred method. But that said, you know, I listen on a number of different streaming services and on digital as well. But as far as listening to our own music and, you know, what I listen for is just, I guess you want it to feel powerful. You want it to fill the full sonic spectrum and just be fully engaging, for me at least.
I mean, for me, I haven't had a turntable in a while, and I've had like 3 girlfriends steal all my vinyl, but I have all my vinyl again. I just haven't had a turntable in a while. So when I get a test pressing, I'll like take it over to, like, my current girlfriend has a turntable. So I'll take it and listen to it on vinyl is my preferred way. And definitely most of the time through headphones if I can, you know, if that's available. But yeah, I'm working on that. I don't mean to be a bad musician by not having a turntable.
Pick up the new record from High on Fire. It is called Cometh the Storm. Matt Pike and Jeff Matz with us. Always great to catch up with you guys. Good luck with all the touring and this new release and all good things to come.
Oh, thank you so much, Jackie. It's always nice to talk to you. You're the best.
Thanks, guys. Stick around because we've got more metal on the way.